This morning, the children from our school came to the masses. It's a solemnity today. It's fun to talk to them about the saints. I began by thinking about a caterpillar, and I kind of shared about how, you know, caterpillars are kind of ugly. They can be dirty. They eat a lot. It was funny, the best, when I said, aren't caterpillars kind of ugly? And one said, no, they're beautiful. Oh, thank you for throwing my whole joke out the window. Thanks, buddy. But the idea was for them and for all of us to think about this caterpillar is, if you remember science, and I can't even remember the names and what they do, but I do know that they are caterpillars that go in a cocoon and come out as this beautiful butterfly. That it's like a totally different world when we watch them, these caterpillars, and then, you know, the book about the hungry caterpillar, that there it is in a cocoon and it comes out in a totally different creature, it looks like. And I mention that as All Saints because if you think about ourselves, that's kind of what heaven is, that we are kind of dirty, we're worms, as they say in the Psalms, we're not perfect, our bodies are not perfect, our minds are not perfect, our souls are not perfect. And when we go from this level of our life, when we go to heaven, that's like an image again, going from a caterpillar to a butterfly. Now, I always remember, and you probably as adults know this, but I asked the kids there too, I asked, you know, are we saints or are we angels? And I said, are you angels? If we die, are we angels? And there was a little child that, you know, I think he was the same one that said caterpillars were ugly. He then said, yes, we're angels. I said, sorry, buddy, you're wrong on that one. But we are people. So we have a body and a soul. So when we die, we are saints. We're not angels. Angels do not have a body. That's in the spiritual world. God does not have a body. And so think about that image of a caterpillar and then a butterfly, that in heaven, it's a whole different world in the spiritual level, and our bodies are going to look unreal compared to now. Of the readings, there's a couple very great verses, very short ones, to share this evening as well. When John wrote in the Revelation, after this, I had a vision of a great multitude which no one could count, from every nation, race, people, and tongue. In heaven, if you think about it, I've always kind of thought about how many people are in heaven. I mean, once we go, please God, there's going to be trillions. I mean, there's going to be just this party for eternity. And we're going to see people we never knew, obviously, and not just this generation, but the generation before, and before, and before, and before. I mean, I think about those times to be able to see the people in the Old Testament, like David or Samson, or Moses, or in the big saints we know about, like St. Peter, St. Paul, here, St. Columban. I'm excited. I hope someday I can meet St. Columban or St. Thomas Aquinas. But All Saints today is for all saints. So a lot of the names we know, all St. Columban, St. Thomas Aquinas, St. Peter, St. Paul, that was on the calendar of our Roman Catholic Christian calendar. So we know that they're in heaven, but all saints are all people that in heaven that most people don't know who they are. I always think about my grandma. I mean, I would almost bet my whole life that she's in heaven as a saint, but nobody else really knows who it is. What was she like? What family was she in? Where did she come from? And so your families that have passed away, those that we continue to pray for, and they may pray for us, those are the all saints. So all these people in Revelation, there's, I mean, many, 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 many saints for today, all saints. And I love what St. Paul wrote. Actually, sorry, it was John in his letter then. Beloved, we are God's children now. And that's who we are. We are his children. And we are to walk with Jesus. We are there to be our mission to be saints. If there's one mission for every person in the world, It's to, after we die, to be saints in heaven. To be on, I think about, it'd be awesome just to be on that name. I don't care what the name is, my name or your name. But if we're on All Saints, hey, if we're in heaven, we're in part of that day. We're there every day for Mass, and that is the day the world gives All Saints. It's an awesome, powerful solemnity of the day. We praise God for all of our saints, especially those in our families that we believe in, that we ask for their prayers for us, that we have conversation. You know, I do often with my grandmother to think about those people that are in the group of All Saints, to continue to grow with them and continue to ask them to pray for us too.